The process of becoming a U.S. citizen is often a long and complicated one. Radioactive's Eva Solorio talked with a family member about his journey to becoming an American citizen after immigrating from Mexico at 8 years old.
Brian is in his mid-20s. He lives in Bellevue, and he's a tech bro. He came to the United States from Mexico with his parents and two siblings when he was in third grade. They came to find better living conditions and higher paying jobs.
But I do remember coming here and knowing nothing and just being shocked, culturally shocked. Like, where are my friends? Where's my grandpa, my grandma? Like, where am I?
In Mexico, Brian lived in a close-knit town where his extended family was part of his daily life. But when he moved to the U.S., it was a whole different world. He was in a new country with new customs and a new language. He felt lost.
As an 8-year-old, what can you do? You can cry, you can beg, but ultimately, things are going to happen whether you like it or not.
When Brian was 14, he became a DACA recipient. That status allowed him to live and work legally in the U.S. for 2 years at a time. He went to college, studied computer science, and last year he got married. His marriage to a U.S. citizen makes him eligible to become a permanent resident. And after at least 3 years as a permanent resident, he may become eligible to apply for citizenship. But the process of applying for citizenship is extremely difficult. It could take years, even decades, and there's no cheat sheet to tell you how to do it. Everyone's path is different. It's confusing, and you may need a lawyer. Lawyers are expensive, and there's an emotional toll.
They ask for a lot of information. They ask me about, hey, when did you last migrate here? Do you remember how you came? So it opened up this like wound. Like, okay, now I have to start reflecting on that trauma that I experienced initially because the process requires it.
As a U.S. citizen, there are a bunch of things that I can do that Brian can't, like applying for and receiving federal student financial aid, leaving the country, or voting. I went to Mexico earlier this year to visit our family's hometown, but Brian hasn't ever been able to do that. Now, Brian longs to see his family, show his wife where he's from, and be immersed in Mexican culture. Watching my family members go through this makes me wonder, why are there so many constraints to just live freely? Vanessa Gutierrez is an immigration lawyer with the Northwest Immigration Rights Project. She says immigrants have to work within a system that was built to exclude them based on factors like wealth and nationality, not welcome them in.
I think the system is not set up to serve immigrants. It's set up to keep immigrants out a lot of times.
Gutierrez says the U.S. immigration system needs to change to better serve immigrants, especially undocumented immigrants, and immigrants who are not wealthy or from wealthy countries. And she says sharing immigration stories is one way to get there.
It's important that to tell stories, to show those in power and elected positions why it's so important to humanize immigration, because we treat immigrants as the other when we're all just human beings trying to live a better life.
For Brian, part of that better life is the light at the end of the tunnel in his journey towards citizenship.
I think being a citizen means you are free. You're free to vote. You are free to travel around the country. You are free to go to any university in the United States and be able to have some sort of government help.
Every day, I see the stress and heartache my family members face because of their citizenship status. Gutierrez says it can be hard to understand this pain if you haven't experienced it.
So it's like, let's start there. Let's understand each other. And then let's build a system together that is a little more just. A lot more just.
For Radioactive, I'm Eva Solorio.